It's the fifth largest air force in the world, but few of the planes here will fly. Or even if they could, it may be years before they head back into the air. So why are so many planes sitting here unused? The answer on this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Most people in Tucson call it the Boneyard, a portion of the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base used much like a scrapyard for military aircraft. The Pima Air Museum conducts guided coach tours of the facility. There's plenty to see.
B-1s, B-52s, and C-5 Galaxies, lots of fighters. It's a really fascinating experience and utterly unique. The staff over there like to boast they've got the fifth largest air force in the world parked in their front yard.
Some aircraft are scrapped, but many that are here are used for spare parts.
The good old B-52 Stratofortress bomber, it's been in service, early 50s, 53, 54. But the B-52 is scheduled to remain in service until 2050.
It's an effective aircraft, but there may be another reason it will hang around until 2050.
I suspect probably what will happen is they'll fly a few of them until they reach the 100th anniversary, and it'll very likely be the longest serving military aircraft ever.
Aircraft come here for a variety of reasons, including some new fighters that arrived about 35 years ago.
Several dozen brand new F-16As came off the assembly line intended to go to Pakistan through a military assistance program, and relationships with Pakistan got a little bit tense, and the State Department decided to cancel the contract, so these brand new aircraft were flown to AMARC for storage. Well, they anticipated a faster resolution with the disagreements with Pakistan, and many of them are still sitting over there.
There are over 4,000 planes and helicopters from many decades of service, and the museum provides a unique way to view the place known as the Boneyard. Traveling the countryside in Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.